This round, we know that, so too are balls. Our next guest is here to celebrate the world of balls with its quirks and oddities. Mick McCarthy from balls.ie is back in the house, everybody. Give him a good round of applause. Mick, you're too late.
I didn't get the makeup.
You didn't. No. You didn't get your lips done. Jay from Codeline and Aaron from Clondalkin.
I was rushing in the traffic because of this rain.
Now, we can still do your lips when you're finished. I don't want you to feel the opportunity is gone.
Well, it's not. If I don't get a prize for it, you know.
Yeah, we can get you in the Dublin colours. Now, talk to us stories today. Tell us about the referee sending off the wrong player.
Can
happen. Turn a camera
in a Germany game.
What happened there?
Yeah, so the Confederations Cup is on at the moment, which is basically summer football for football junkies, I suppose, really.
You know, in my ignorance, I was just asking you off air, I actually didn't know what made up the Confederations Cup. So for people who don't, do you want to just keep clear that?
Yeah, so it's a tournament that happens the year before the World Cup. It's like a warm-up for the host country. So it's in Russia, and it's made up of the host country, the World Cup winners, and then all the winners from the federations around the world. So Portugal are in there as Europe, saying Cameroon won the African Nations Cup, etc., etc. So it's heading to the semi-final stage now. It's not the most serious tournament. I don't really watch it, but some people love it. It's football in the summer, you know. But the thing that FIFA have been doing for this tournament is trying out video assistant refereeing, VAR. That's the new thing. It's a trial. They're desperate to get it in for next year for the World Cup.
Okay.
Another FIFA move that nobody really wants.
Is this where they're going to stop the play like rugby and say, "Wait, tell us what's happened"?
Yes, and that's what they've been doing. So it's kind of it's gone pretty badly. Like RTÉ have been covering the Confederations Cup, but have basically spent 90% of their time on air criticising it and giving out about it rather than talking about the actual games, you know, which has actually been pretty entertaining, to be honest. But it's offside goals that haven't been offside. They've made the wrong decisions. Teams have been off celebrating goals, and then like 2 minutes later they hear it's disallowed. So it's basically two video referees are up there to tell the referee if they've made a decision wrong. It reached ultimate farce there a couple of days ago in the Cameroon-Germany game when a Cameroon player tackles German player. Weirdly didn't think it was a red card anyway, but then the referee goes to the VAR, sends off the wrong player.
Oh no.
So that's a farce. He's walking off. He's saying they go back to it. They eventually get it right and all, but it's been utterly farcical. It's something that, again, it's kind of summer football that doesn't really matter, so it's a trial, but it's kind of made it for an interesting talking point, but people aren't happy with it. But of course, FIFA being FIFA are saying, we might tweak it a little bit, but
are they happy?
They say they're happy. I don't know how they could be happy, but other than it being their idea.
Has there any,
it's like a politician, you know, selling something even if they don't believe it anymore, you know?
Tell me, has there been any goals scored or not scored, if you know what I mean, that has been cleared up properly, that you go, well, there you go, without video refereeing, we wouldn't have got that?
I think there was one, all right, that was changed, but there was another one that was given and then disallowed for an offside that, if you look at it 20 times, you still don't know whether it was offside or not. It was a weird decision.
Okay.
So,
And you don't hear the referee like rugby where it's going?
No, you know? No, not yet.
Is it okay to award the try?
Yeah. Try yes or no. Yeah.
Right,
I think everyone's used to it in rugby now. It's just slow. But
I love that bit of rugby.
Football people don't want the game slowed down.
I love when the referee makes the sign of the television. It's just a box. We're going to the TV.
But it's
all the time now, though, you know.
Talk to us about Crystal Palace. They've appointed a new manager.
Yeah, so Crystal Palace
I just did because I've been following it.
Crystal Palace, Big Sam Allardyce, who was the manager of Crystal Palace, abruptly resigned at the end of the season. Kind of had nobody really expected it. So they've been kind of on a long search for a new manager. And former Barcelona, Ajax, Holland legend Frank de Boer was appointed a couple of days ago on Monday. But the way Crystal Palace announced it was kind of interesting. So, you know, when a new Pope is announced, you know, Pope Crystal Palace manager, same kind of level of importance.
When
a new Pope they've decided on a new Pope, white smoke comes out of the chapel in the Vatican. And of course, that's how Crystal Palace decided to announce that they found their new manager, by releasing white smoke from a Caribbean chicken restaurant in Croydon near Selhurst Park.
I love that.
Which was a pretty good way of doing it, yeah. And they've had all kinds of fun. Frank de Boer, of course, was is a twin, an identical twin, and his brother Ronald played with him at club level and for Holland for years as well, and was another great player. And Ronald has just been the subject of all kinds of things. He was interviewed on Sky Sports News, and despite all his accolades, he was just known as Frank de Boer's brother on the caption. We've talked about funny captions here as well.
Well, I'm Nicky Byrne's friend. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I get it.
I'm sorry, but nothing will ever beat Richie Shadlier on RTE exactly. when it says scored a goal in the quarterfinal of the
third, fourth place playoff of the under-20s World Cup. Yeah. Legend so, but they've also had a thing where they couldn't find any pictures of Frank de Boer from his playing career to put up on the Crystal Palace website. So they just put up pictures of Ronald playing, and Ronald called them out on Twitter. So it's been all kinds of fun since Frank de Boer took over Crystal Palace.
Well, listen, Mick, stay with us because we are about to discuss Paul Pogba has a new range of something very special out. They are pillows, but we're going to talk more about that in just a moment because we're going to take a chin for you now. Or City, this is locked away on 2FM.
Are you okay? Can you hear Jenny now?
Can you hear me
you
now?
You had an awful attack there going, I can't hear Jenny. Can you hear her now?
She was asking such like, you know...
very good questions and they were being wasted on you.
I was just giving stock answers.
Well, I've now given you my headphones so that you can hear me even louder than Nicky.
You're really loud at the moment. Yeah.
Right, Manchester United star Paul Pogba. What have you got for us?
Paul Pogba is on this kind of weird... I don't know, it's like you have a long season. He was, you know, his first season with United. And instead of taking a break, he's going to have the World Cup next year. He had the Euros last year. This is his only chance to have a bit of a summer off. But instead of doing that, he's going on this weird sponsored world tour. He was in Mecca about a month ago for celebrate the start of Ramadan. Then he went on this tour of China where he's like playing charity games and doing different things. And now he's in Colombia. But it's done in his own branded Adidas private jet. He is he's now in Colombia with this new the latest in his brand is the Paul Pogba PP pillow that he's carrying around and putting on Instagram all the time.
Is this a special pillow as opposed to just a normal kind of pillow?
It's the one he uses when he lies down in the middle of midfield when he's doing nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so that's what half the people listening, I think of Paul Pogba. The other half think he's the second coming, you know. So, yeah, it's just this. It's a kind of just this very strange thing where he's just on this. He's got his own. He's the first footballer with his own branded emoji, and he's basically just branding everything there is to brand. And a pillow being the kind of latest and strangest of them all. He was playing in a game last week, and as the ball is about to go into the net, but still in open play, he does his dab. He dabbed on the Great Wall of China. It's the summer of Pogba, I think. Yeah. He's just,
he seems like a good character, though.
He does, but I kind of feel, and this is sort of, this is the cranky old football fan in me, he didn't have a good enough season to go
to
on
be
the,
able to do
the
that,
summer
right?
of Pogba, the world tour.
Yeah.
You know, he was a letdown for Manchester United, but, well, there he is anyway. He's having a bit of fun and making a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely. Always good to hear Mick McCarthy and Roy Keane talking there together. Coming out saying he hasn't done enough to be dancing like that. Around like that. Right, what have you got for us on the All Blacks?
So, the All Blacks obviously beat the Lions in the first test on Saturday morning. And one of the stars of that was a guy called Rico Ioane, who's just this 20-year-old winger who's like one of the future stars of the game. And it was actually the third time he's played against the Lions on the tour so far. So he played for his own club, the Blues, in one of the warm-up games, and he played for the New Zealand Maori All Blacks, which is kind of like the second team. He played his way into the All Blacks team. And after one of those games when they played against the Blues, his mother is driving around the local rugby club and sees this poor Lions fan looking a little bit dishevelled and just walking around the club. Talks to him, says like, what are you doing? What's going on? He's just gone, I've got nowhere to stay. I'm just going to sleep in my car. She's like, you are not. She goes, come on home with me. She rings her husband up.
Mick, you always just know the way to my heart, one of these stories.
This is a person, not cats. She didn't take a cat in.
No, but it doesn't matter.
I'd say she's the type of woman that has taken cats.
I'd say she does.
So she takes home this poor Lions fan into her house. She says, look, you know, set yourself down here. You can sleep on the floor, use the bathroom, the kitchen, etc. Her two sons come in, who your man goes... Oh yeah, have we met before?
So the Lions fan says to this guy,
to her two sons, who both Rico is on the All Blacks team, and her other son Akina is also plays for the Blues.
Okay.
And comes in, I goes, I know you guys from somewhere. Are we friends? And, no, we've never met. Whatever. And then some time goes by, and he goes, do you play rugby or something? He goes, yeah, we were playing against the Lions today. And go, oh my God, unbelievable. So as poor old Rico is getting ready to the biggest game of his life to be called up for the All Blacks to play against the Lions, score two tries, there's this Lions fan sleeping on his floor, on the floor in his house, cheering against them. But apparently he's moved on now, and somebody he's made lifetime friends with the family and the mother. He was down at the other game, the Maori game. He went down and started chatting to the lads and stuff, and his mates were like, what, how do you know these guys, what's going on here, you know? So
but that's what mothers, that's what mummies do though, isn't it? That's a good
old mummy
story.
I hope your mum doesn't take anyone in now when they stand outside your house
or walking around the local rugby
you
club.
You load them down later now going, is there any chance you could sleep on the floor here please, just for the night?
Mick, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, what about tonight? Predictions for the Confederation Cup semi-final. We've got Portugal versus Chile and Mexico versus Germany.
I'm going for a Chile-Germany final.
God, I couldn't call that.
Yeah, what would you think, Jen?
Portugal.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her. Well, yeah. Can she hear me?
Mick McCarthy, well done. We'll see you again next week. Mick McCarthy, everybody.